Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the Farm Page. It is a pleasure to have our special guest today, Rob Allen from Lancaster Greenhouse, and Brian Neely from the Neely Pumpkin Patch that has transitioned itself to Lancaster Greenhouse. Gentlemen, thank you for being a part of our show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Rob, let's chat with you very quickly. Let's talk about these seasonal transitions that are happening at Lancaster Greenhouse, full of mums, succulents. How do you start to make that transition, and how do you start to think about what maybe few blooming perennials you'll have left? Tell us how that happens.
Well, fall is always exciting. Every season's exciting here at the greenhouse, but fall especially, for some reason, the greenhouse just really comes alive.
Yeah.
One of the things that's wonderful in here right now would be, you know, a lot of your blooming perennials. With the weather getting cooler, they just start to look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're loading up on black-eyed Susan, purple coneflowers, sedums, sweet autumn clematis, asters, all those great perennials that, you know, will bloom all the way, you know, through some light frost even.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just a fun time at the mm-hmm. garden center this time of year.
Yeah, and fall, even though I know you're, like, so heavy-ended in the spring, you know, with all those summer annuals and all that stuff, really and truly fall is the best time for planting and visiting a greenhouse for those big bones you want in your landscape, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point, Connie, because so many people think spring is the season and almost the only season to, you know, do a lot of your landscaping.
Right.
When in fact, fall is even better.
Right.
The main reason for that is the top side of the plant that we see starts to go dormant this time of year, but the big thing is root development.
Mm-hmm.
Those roots will continue to grow all the way, you know, some years till Christmas, basically, as long as the ground temperature
mm-hmm.
are 45 or above, they'll keep rooting in. So you have, you know, weeks, if not months, of additional time for those plants to get established, then the entire spring next year. So fall, like you said, is the very, very best time.
Well,
the new planting.
The other thing I think people don't think about is when you plant in the fall, and I'm talking the bones of your landscape, like the trees, the shrubs, the big plants like that, that you know, you really need to, that they're investment plants for a lot of folks, you know. You don't ask those plants to suffer through July and August heat if you're doing it in the fall. And I never understand why people do that. You know, they just plant, and then I get the calls when they don't water.
Yeah, exactly. We do the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, your spruces, your shade trees, all the big stuff, we actually have two or three semi-loads of material that we're in the process of digging now. We're getting some cooler weather and
yeah.
even some rain like we had the other, you know, not too long ago. It's a great time. We're getting all these fresh materials in for
mm-hmm.
the fall season, knowing it's the best time. So you're
right.
Absolutely right.
Right. And for those who are listening and are, you want the greenest lawn in your cul-de-sac or in your block, fall is also the great time to do that lawn fertilization and that broadleaf weed control. So a few tips here from my good friends at Lancaster Greenhouse and a little bit about fall planting and, you know, you can prune things, you can get things kind of cleaned up depending on the type of gardener you are. If you're a bird gardener, Rob is absolutely right. Those black-eyed Susans, those coneflowers, the birds just seem to love those. But then you kind of turn the table a little bit, and just to entice us a little more, Rob, you bring these cool pumpkins and gourds and all of this stuff that just absolutely makes your car turn right off of 37 into Lancaster Greenhouse. How did that relationship with Neely Farms emerge?
Well, it was pretty simple. They have by far the coolest, best selection of you know, your pumpkins and gourds and squash and all that, all those different amazing colors like you talked about. And it was just a perfect fit, you know, together. Our businesses are, you know, so much stronger when we merge. So it's been wonderful, and that's definitely, you know, took one of my favorite seasons and you know, increased it and, you know, made it even so much more enjoyable. So, yeah, it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to bring in Brian Neely with us now, the owner of the whole gourd pumpkin conglomeration at Lancaster Greenhouse. Brian, welcome to the Farm Page.
Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask, how many acres do you devote to pumpkins and gourds and all those great fall decorations we see?
This year we have about 25 acres. To most people, that doesn't sound like much.
Oh.
But if you were to take one row or all the rows and put them end to end and have one continuous row, we would have over 27 miles of row.
Do you have 27 miles of vine? That's what I can't. I know pumpkins are big vine producers and gourds are big vine producers.
They are big viners. Some of the larger ones will be over 30 feet long from the root base.
So help our listeners understand, when do you plant your pumpkin seeds?
We try and plant the first week of June. This year it was the second and the third of June.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I walked around there at Lancaster Greenhouse a week ago, and well, you know, I could spend hours looking at pumpkins and gourds and digging through the bins of different colored gourds. How do you decide what you're going to plant? I mean, how do you get to that point? Because I think there'd be so much out there to look at.
There is a lot to look at. We've been growing pumpkins for over 20 years now. We've figured out over the years different things are in, different things go out. We are continually trying new varieties. Stackers right now are in big, hot pursuit or whatever. So I'm looking for vibrant colors, contrasting colors.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, there's over 100 different varieties of pumpkin, squash, and gourds here at the greenhouse now.
Yeah.
So anything that looks cool is basically what we try and grow.
I was enamored with the baby bottle gourds. I thought those were just so cool. Such a different color. I mean, just, I'm amazed at, like, how do you try to, are there varieties that are just, like, made for, like, stacking that are kind of a flat top? Are there varieties that suggest in their description that those would be good stackers, Brian?
They were all originally bred to eat. They're all squash.
Okay.
They are all very cool. But as far as stacking, it just works.
Yeah.
We just find the fat ones and stack them up, and we don't stick any rods down through them or anything.
Right.
That makes them deteriorate faster.
Mm-hmm.
We just set them out, twist them around, turn them around. Sometimes we turn them upside down.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah. As I'm talking to you, all I can do is think about your dad, you know, and your dad was just the pumpkin guy, you know, for years. Lots of energy, lots of vibrant energy with these pumpkins. Can you imagine what your dad would be thinking about the creativity you're having with stackable pumpkins right now?
He would be loving every minute of it,
wouldn't he? That is too cool. So tell me this. What happens? I'm sure your busy season is now and through Thanksgiving for those carvers and all the fall decorating. But what if, you know, I want to set a beautiful table for Thanksgiving and I want some very cool pumpkins and I want to make just a very, very cool atmosphere for family and friends during that Thanksgiving holiday. Can I still get pumpkins there at the greenhouse?
Yes. After Halloween, we normally bring a good supply of them inside to keep them out of the rain, the freezing cold temperatures. We will have a good selection clear through Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because we do have lots of people that love to decorate for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Perfect. Tell me this, Brian. Does this relationship with Lancaster Greenhouse give you tons more visibility for your sweet corn, your pumpkins, your gourds, and all those farm products that you grow?
Yes.
Yeah.
This place is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Great marriage. Great, great marriage. Well, tell me this, Rob Allen. What are your fall hours? Let the folks know when they can come visit.
Fall hours were 9 to 6.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday, and then Sundays were 11 to 4.
Perfect. Yeah. And then when do you start to slow? Do you start to slow down a little bit in December after the big poinsettia rush?
We do. We grow a lot in those winter months, obviously. But It's crazy. Like you touched on fall being a great time to plant. We continue to plant things all the way until the ground's not frozen.
Okay.
So we really stay busy most of the year.
Okay. Okay. Well, I tell you what, guys, let's check back in maybe right before Thanksgiving and see some of the cool stuff you'll be doing for Christmas and some of the fun stuff. I want to thank Brian Neely and Rob Allen for being my special guests today on the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page.